This is 88.5 NEPM. We'll pull apart some election-related messaging Western Mass residents are seeing. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
Great, thanks. You know, we're just weeks away from the election, and that means that we're hearing a lot of political messaging flying around. After beginning a more than 140-mile walk in the Berkshires, the state auditor this week continues her walk, raising awareness about question one on November's ballot. Now, if confirmed, her office would gain the authority to audit the legislature. This is all for publicity, sure, but how effective will it be?
It's a great question. You know, I think that it's pretty interesting to see the auditor starting her effort out there in Western Mass, going west to east. And it's the kind of thing that is just different enough from the usual campaign events that we see that it could draw some extra attention. You know, it's not just a rally on the State House steps, which can kind of blend into the background because you see those so frequently. It's a little bit unusual. And sometimes in campaign season, a little bit unusual is what you want.
Yeah. And in other ballot question headlines, state Republicans have taken a position on ballot question 5, which would gradually increase the minimum wage employers would pay tipped workers until it mirrors that same minimum wage for all other workers statewide. So what is the Mass GOP saying?
Yeah, their arguments against this question are pretty similar to what other opponents, specifically the Mass Restaurant Association, have said. They claim that raising what employers need to pay tipped workers could drive down the gratuities that these workers earn, and that tipped workers themselves don't actually want this because they like that they can make so much in tips right now, and they don't want to have to share tips with other workers. Granted, that would not be a requirement for every worker, but restaurants or other businesses could choose to do pooled tips if they felt so.
In other news, Bay State Health, the largest hospital system in Western Mass, we learn is among a minority of hospitals across the state that are not operating in the red, according to a recently published state report. So, of course, this comes following the financial demise of Steward Healthcare, where we saw the state step in and commit millions of dollars to prop up struggling facilities as they transition to new operators. Chris, you covered the release of this report. Can you characterize what the data shows about Massachusetts hospitals?
Yeah, largely, it is a pretty worrying indication of where hospitals stand. Unsurprisingly, the absolute worst conditions were at Steward Hospitals. This data covered the period through June 30th, so right in the midst of the bankruptcy proceedings at Steward. But what it shows is that those hospitals were not an outlier. They were not the only ones struggling. Something like 4 in 10 non-Steward hospitals had negative operating margins through about 3/4 of their fiscal year in the most recent period. This is something that the Mass Health and Hospital Association, an industry group representing hospitals, called deeply troubling. And it's a trend that state lawmakers don't really seem to be able to rein in, at least not so far.
Well, does this report give lawmakers what they'll need in order to put up guardrails, maybe, so that we don't have to go through what happened with Steward again at some point in the future?
You would think so, that the data here is at least another piece of evidence. Remember, both branches have already approved hospital oversight reforms, largely inspired by the Steward healthcare crisis. But because top Democrats can't agree with each other, none of those reforms are actually in place today.
Recently, Chris, we talked about revenue projections for this current fiscal year. And just last week, September revenues, which officials consider significant because many individuals and corporations are required to make estimated payments that month, those numbers were released. Did this latest tax collection in any way change what you and I knew to be the situation just a few weeks ago?
No, I think we're still roughly on the same track. Tax collections are better than they were last year, but still a little bit below what state officials expected them to be at this point. Granted, the shortfall below projections is fairly minor, so I would say there's no sense of panic quite yet, but sluggish definitely seems to be an appropriate word here.
Chris Lozinski is a reporter with the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.